We're in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, Siv Hey. The Rama says, "Vim Elo Echad Me'Elo Yirakos." If you don't have one of these five types that we said work for Maror, Yikach La'ana Oshar Yarak Mar, should take a La'ana or any other type of a bitter vegetable. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as it has the different simanim that are mentioned in Shas regarding Maror, that it be edible, and that when you cut it up, at the place where you cut it, there's some white. And the leaves are not completely green, rather somewhat white as well. However, even if you use one of these, you should not make a bracha on them because we're not really sure if it's really mar. If you don't have any of these either, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Zecher Ba'alma, you should eat something, some type of vegetable which has some type of meriris, and just don't make a bracha on it. And you also don't have to eat a kazayis, but you should do something Zecher to the mar. The Rama continues, Charos es yaseh av. The charosis that you make should be thick, zecher latit, to commemorate the cement. V'achar kach nosnim bo ma'at chometz, o yayin adom, zecher ladam. And then you put some, a little bit of vinegar into it, or some wine into it that's red, zecher to the blood. Osan ha-charosis mi peiros shenim shalu behem Yisrael. You should use some fruits in the charosis of the fruits which Klal Yisrael are compared to, kagon tapuchim, like apples, te'enim dates, agozim nuts, rimonim pomegranates, or shkedim, other nuts. Vinosan alav tavlin, you put some spices on it, kagon kinamon, vizangvil, cinnamon or ginger, hadomim leteven, which are similar to teven, to cement, shahayim megablim bo hatit, because the straw, sorry, it's similar to straw, which they used to make the cement out of, the mud out of, the plaster out of. So these spices are similar to teven. The Mishnah Berurah says they're similar to teven because they're not chopped up so finely, rather they're chopped up into long pieces. And this is why the stipler had the minog that when he would grind up the cinnamon or whatever spices he would use for the charoses, he would use a meat grinder, not a ribeisen or something like that, because then it wouldn't be in tiny pieces, it would be in strips, like the Rama says it should be. Sif Vav, notel yadav letzorach tibul rishon, v'lo yivarech al netilah. You wash before you dip the karpas into something, but you don't make a brach on it. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is a general halacha, that anything which is, any food which is dipped into one of the zayin mashkim, the seven liquids, requires an netilah sedayim beforehand. We learned about this in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, but you just don't make a brach on it, as we paskined earlier. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun Ches said that the Vilna Gaon did hold that one should make a brach on it, but we hold not to make a brach on it. And after you wash before you eat, the Chazon Ish held that you shouldn't speak at all, because the etzem netilah requires that it be right next to the eating, and it has nothing to do with the bracha. So even though you're not making a bracha, when you wash netilas sedayim to have the karpas, any tibul b'mashka, you shouldn't speak before eating. This is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yashav as well, that you shouldn't speak unless it's mishum tzarchei su'uda, even if you don't make a bracha. And the Mechaber continues, v'yikach meha karpas pachos mikadayis, you take less than a kazayis of karpas, umatbilo b'chometz umvarech bor pri adama v'ochel, and you dip it into the vinegar, or as Mishnah Berurah says, dipping it into wine or into salt water will work as well, just not dipping it into charoses, because that is used for the second dipping of the mar. But this dipping that you do, then you make a bor pri adama, and then you eat. But you don't make a bracha achrona afterwards. So you take the kazayis, the less than kazayis of karpas, dip it in, then make the bracha that there's no hefsek, and then eat it, but no bracha achrona. Mishnah Berurah says the reason that it needs to be less than a kazayis is because if you eat a kazayis, then there's a suffix whether you'd be required to make a bracha achrona or not. And we don't want to make a bracha achrona because we want the bracha on the karpas of hadama to cover the maror as well. If you accidentally did eat more than a kazayis, the Magid Avraham says that you don't make a bracha achrona on it anyway. So one should have in mind when they make a hadama, the Mishnah Berurah says that they want to cover the maror later on as well, and that's why we try not to eat a kazayis to ensure that there won't be a question of needing to make a bracha achrona. But again, even if you eat a kazayis, you would not make a bracha achrona on it because we want it to cover the maror, and benching will cover the maror and the karpas as well. The Be'er Halacha over here points out that it sounds like something which you dip into a liquid requires netilas sedayim, even if you eat less than kazayis, as that's what we're doing. Even though when it comes to eating bread, you would not be required to wash if you're eating less than a kazayis of actual bread. And he says, Sarchi Ladina, he's not really sure what the halacha is, but this is clearly what we do. The Be'er Halacha also points out, interestingly, from the Vilna Gaon, who says that when we say not to make a bracha achrona on it, this is only according to the Mechaber, who says that we only make one bracha on the first two cups of wine, because the halal and haggadah don't count as a hefsek between the first cup and the second cup, and that's why you don't make a bracha achrona on the first cup, and that's why you want to make a bracha achrona here on the karpas either, because the hefsek of the suda, etc., of the halal and the haggadah until you get to the mar is not considered a hefsek, and therefore the hadama for the karpas could continue, and the bracha you wouldn't need a bracha achrona on the karpas. But according to the Ramah and our minhag that we make a bracha on each cup, because you can't rely on the bracha on the first cup to the second cup, because there's a hefsek of the halal and the haggadah, so then it can't be that we would rely on the bracha of ha'adama from the karpas onto the mar, because it's such a long hefsek. Rather, the reason that we don't make a bracha rishona, a new hadama, on the maror would be because it's considered to be something which is part of the meal, which was already covered by the hamotzi. So therefore, it would appear that you should make a bracha chrona on the karpas, since the karpas isn't shech to the suda at all. That is what the Vilna Gaon points out. Again, the cheshbon of the Vilna Gaon is that to say that we don't make a bracha chrona on the karpas because we want it to extend to the maror is only true if you hold that halal and haggadah do not count as a hefsek, as such a long break. But that's only true according to the Mechaber, but according to the Ramah, where we say that you need to make a hagafen on the first cup and the second cup, so that shows that we hold that it is a hefsek. And therefore, the reason not to make a hadama on maror has nothing to do with the hadama on the karpas. Rather, it's because karpas, the maror is part of the meal, and therefore does not require a bracha. But if that's the case, then we should make a bracha chrona on the karpas. The Magen Avraham therefore says in Siman Taf Ayin Dalet that the making a hagafen on each cup has nothing to do with the fact that it's not a hefsek, rather because each one is its own mitzvah, and that's why you need to make a bracha on each one, and therefore we could say that there's really no hefsek of the haggadah and the halal, and therefore you would still not require a bracha chrona on the karpas.